I'm very happy now to welcome to the program T. Zane Reeves. He is Regents Professor Emeritus of Public Administration at the University of New Mexico. He's a member of the National Academy of Arbitrators and chair of the Rio Rancho School District Labor Board. And he's moderator of the conference Working Together, the Future of Public Employee Collective Bargaining in New Mexico, this Friday, the 6th of May, actually next Friday, the 6th of May, at the Hotel Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Great.
So this is a conference which is designed to be basically a big conversation. What's it all about? How did it come about?
Well, keep in mind that it's co-sponsored by the School of Public Administration with the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, which is the only federal agency charged with mediating and arbitrating disputes between unions and management. So it's co-sponsored. And what we want to do is we want to avoid Wisconsin. We don't want what happened in Wisconsin and what is happening in Indiana and Ohio to happen here to, you know, collective bargaining. We want to come up with ideas and concepts to increase cooperation between public sector, public employee unions and management in this state. So that's the idea behind it.
Why don't you define for us what is collective bargaining?
Collective bargaining is always between a union, a group of employees in a bargaining unit, and with management, whoever the management happens to be. And what they do is problem solve. They negotiate to come up with sometimes it's called a contract, but it's an agreement. And it lists all the issues they resolve in common, and that contract guides their relationship for a year, two, or three, depending on the length of the contract.
What are the main types of issues that come up in collective bargaining negotiations?
The issues have to do with working conditions, conditions of employment, and compensation. And then there are any other issues that the two parties would want to bring up that are voluntary, that they don't have to talk about them, but they're voluntary issues.
Health and safety come up quite often.
Health and safety, child care, break time, all kinds of things come up.
Why do you think that collective bargaining as an institution is under assault in the United States right now?
Well, I don't think it's under assault. I think it's under assault in some states because in the public sector, it varies state by state. Each state takes a different approach to collective bargaining, whereas in the private sector, we have one national set of laws covering all private sector collective bargaining, so it doesn't vary by state. So we in New Mexico don't do collective bargaining for our public employees like they do in Arizona or Ohio, so it varies state by state. And in some states, like Wisconsin and Ohio, it is definitely under assault. I wouldn't use that term to describe New Mexico at all. That's a potential, but that's not the reality here.
As I was preparing to talk to you, I was looking up collective bargaining, and it turns out that collective bargaining is recognized through the Universal Declaration of Human Rights as a fundamental human right.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And when, for example, in Egypt, when the Mubarak regime started persecuting the labor unions, that is recognized as an affront to human rights. Historically, workers have the right to organize and deal as a group with their employer.
Tell us a little bit about the history of collective bargaining here in New Mexico.
Well, it's a history that a lot of people may not understand or be familiar with, but we're unusual. We've had collective bargaining since the early 70s in New Mexico in certain cities and counties. For example, in Albuquerque, they've had collective bargaining since 1971, and it wasn't because we had a state law. It was because that's what the city of Albuquerque wanted to do. We've had collective bargaining for state employees since about the same time, the late 70s, and that was done by the governor's executive order, and Tony Anaya was very instrumental in doing that. So we've had collective bargaining, but we've not had it as a state law except in more recent times. So as a consequence, almost all employees in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County and in Rio Rancho and other places are represented by unions and they belong to bargaining units, and they negotiate with management.
And what has that gotten them?
Well, it keeps you out of court, for one thing, because if there isn't a system for resolving disputes, basically the only alternatives are to strike, go to some sort of coercive means, or to take every issue to court and sue each other. And I certainly don't believe that those are preferable to sitting down and negotiating and problem solving together.
The conference is called Working Together, the Future of Public Employee Collective Bargaining in New Mexico. And for registration, people can go to dce.unm.edu. They can call 505-277-0077. T. Zane Reeves, Professor Emeritus of Public Administration at UNM, thanks so much for being with us.
Mary Charlotte, thank you for having me on.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.